All right. Turn to Psalm 78. Psalm 78. All right. It says that here, start verse 12, he did miracles in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the region of Zoan. He divided the Red Sea, led them through, and made water stand firm like a wall. He guided them with the cloud by day and with light from a fire at night. He split rocks in the desert and gave them water abundant as in the sea. He brought streams out of the rocky crags and made water flow down the rivers. They continued to sin against him, rebelling in the desert against the Most High. They willingly put God to the test, but demanding food they crave. They spoke against God, saying, "Can God spread a table in the desert?" When he struck the rock, the water gushed out and the streams flowed. But can he also give us food? Can he supply what the people need? Now, this is the children of Israel. They're recounting all the things he did, but now they're asking, can God? What I want to say, God can. God can. What can God do? God can turn your night into day. You know, Matthew 4:16 says, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. We know that God, the God of this world, according to 2 Corinthians 4:4, has blinded people's eyes, and they do not realize, I can't get my words out, they don't realize what God can do to them. They're blinded from their need for salvation. They're blinded from the joy of being delivered. They're blinded from the provisions of healing. They're blinded from God's provision. But what we need to realize is that God can. Not ask the question, can God do it? Can God do it? That's what they were asking. They said, after they'd seen God do it again, they still ask it. And, we need to be careful that we begin to realize that God can, and it doesn't matter what it looks like, what it feels like, what's happening. Hey, don't give up. Don't lose hope. Realize that the Word of God says God can. Amen. Not only does it say God can, it says He will. Amen. Hello. You know, God can turn your bondage into liberty. Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, then you're free indeed. See, I mean, how many times do you look in the Word of God and you see that God set somebody free from their bondage? In Luke 4, Jesus said, I've come to set free the captives. I mean, that's that the way we would say it. That's not exactly the way it reads, but exactly that's what it means. He would set the captives free. God can. See, you know, He sent Jesus to set us free. God can. Turn to your neighbor and say, God can. You see, God set the woman with the issue of blood free. The madman of Gadara. God can. It's not a matter if he wants to. It's not a matter of whether we believe, and it's a matter of whether we believe he can or not. God can. So many times people wonder, well, can God deliver me this time? Yes. Don't look at me like that. Some of you have thought that same thought. Don't look at me like that. I've thought it before. How many of you have ever, you run up against something and you, the devil bring those thoughts to your mind. Can God do it this time? Come on, be honest with me. And immediately, see, that's when you immediately have to pull down those thoughts and say, God can. Get the question out and make the statement. See, can God is a question. It's questioning. God can is a flat out statement. Hello. You see, demons and devils are no match for God. You know, sometimes people are afraid to talk about demons and they're afraid to talk about devils, and they're real. There is a spirit world out there that is demonic. And sometimes we have to be careful about some of these games we're playing and some, that our kids are getting a hold of and so forth and so on. They suddenly sneak in some junk there. Let's just be honest. Yeah, movies too, you're right. I mean, you know, we need to realize that God can, but we also need to realize that there are some things we can do. Hello. See, but, you know, because of the back several years ago, 20 years ago or more now, back in the 70s, I guess it was, in the 80s, there was a demon behind every bush. Everybody had a demon. Anybody remember that? And it was, see, any Bible subject, if you're not careful, they can push it to the extreme, although it's a real subject. And we need to know about it. But that's the devil's way. When that happens, then people draw away from it. How many of you remember that there for a while back in the late 70s, early 80s, there was everybody going around the ministry of intercession. And they're going up in airplanes to pull down strongholds, and they're wearing combat boots and fatigues. And how many of y'all remember that? And then people pulled away from that. People pulled away from demons and devils because that's what the devil wants. He and a lot of subjects it's that way. And if you're not careful, you start questioning rather than saying, "Hey, look, this is real. The demonic world is real, but God can." You got to recognize it. See, you know. I mean, we need intercessory prayer, but it's been thrown over here in the ditch so far over here, everybody pulled away from it. Nobody wanted to say anything about prayer. And that's exactly what the enemy wants, okay? Now, God can turn your lack into abundance. Your God can turn doubt into blessing. You know, we go back to have faith in God. We know that one. Everybody knows that one. You don't have to turn to it. You can quote it. And it goes on, 23. If you say to this mountain, be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, believes what he says, shall come to pass, he'll have whatever he says. Right? God can produce convincing evidence that will enable you to have a full assurance God can. When Thomas doubted, Jesus gave him convincing evidence. In Acts 27:25, Paul cried out, "I believe God." You know, all these people, I mean, you can talk about many different people in the Word of God. They all met a God that can. You know, there's a song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation. Well, there's some of you know it anyway. That's an old one. I know if you was Pentecostal or Baptist, you knew that song. Am I right on that one? Now, I don't know about the others, but I know about them. You know, you see, God can, like, he can turn your doubt into blessing. He can turn your lack into abundance. Because he said that my God shall supply all your needs. That's the same as saying God can. Is that not right? God can. You know, I mean, I don't know how much of a sermon this is. That's just some thoughts that I'm putting together here and things that I think. You know, Wednesday night, I just try to act like I'm sitting down talking to you about the things of God. You know, I just sort of like it that way. You know, to me, it's like we're having a conversation, but it's one-sided. I mean, I'm doing all the talking. What'd you say? My wife said something, and all of them are laughing over. I said, I'm doing all the talking, and she said, what's new? I'm noted as a talker. I've always been that way. I mean, I never had trouble. You know, I told some of my grandsons, I said, man, what's that? Why? Now, Wesley, he don't. He's like me. He just go up and talk to anybody and meet anybody. But some of the others, they, you know, I said, well, just go up and talk to them. I guess I did it all my life. I mean, we were out back when the kids were, what, I guess they were in high school, or sophomores and juniors, I think. I used to try to take them out and go four-wheeling and out in the, and so we was at a campground somewhere. We've been four-wheeling. That's before the church started, I guess. Yeah, it was. And I taught in the school, and then I went out every weekend and preached somewhere. And you know, and then in the summer, we did schools out here. I'm gone for 3 months. I don't even see Tulsa for 3 months. I'm out on the road preaching. And so I would take off about every 6 weeks. I'd take off a weekend and go out with the family. And so they was ready. Lynette had the food ready, and she said, well, go find your dad. He's out there talking to somebody. She said, I'd talk to a signpost if it talked back to me. That's why she said that. But, I understand people are bashful. I've never been bashful in my life. I mean, you know, hey, I travel with my dad. You know, he would do meetings, and he left that church, that last church. And in fact, we'd pastor a church, and then he'd travel, but he left that last church in the middle of my third grade year, and every 2 weeks, he was in a new church somewhere preaching. Well, if I traveled with him, you know, or if I went out when it's vacation time, or we traveled all summer with him. I never played ball in the summer because I was traveling with him. I get there, first thing I do, walk up to a bunch of kids. I just walk up to them, hey, I'm the evangelist, son. I'm going to be here a couple of weeks. What do y'all do around here for fun? You know, I mean, that's just me, you know. I wouldn't be there one night. I'd already have three or four friends, you know, because I'm just mad. If you want to be friendly, you got to make yourself friendly. And you know, I didn't go over and sit down on the beach and wait for some of the kids to come over and see me. I went over and sat down where they was. Because I don't know how many of y'all grew up in a church where all the kids, they all sat together in one section. Anybody know that? Yeah. So I just go over and get in the middle of them. Okay. See, you got to realize that God will supply all your needs. God can. God can. God can. Don't you get a hold of that? God can. I don't care what it is. God can. Hallelujah. Get a hold of that. He can. Yeah. He. God can supply all your needs. God can give you what you don't have. How? By you believing him and calling those things that be not as though they were, because that's what the Bible says in Romans 4. Right? It says,
God called those things to be not as though they were. See, God can. God can turn your defeat into victory. Look at Luke 5:4. It's what I preached on Sunday morning. Remember I preached about Peter launching out into the deep? Did I preach about that Sunday? Wasn't it Sunday morning I preached about that? Yeah. I've been getting sermons for this Sunday morning, this Sunday night, camp meeting, and so forth and so on. So, and I preach. Sometimes I don't know when. I knew I preached it, but I said, when did I preach it? When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon Peter, put out in the deep and let down your net for a catch. He answered him, said, we worked all night, haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I let down the nets. Have you ever just worked yourself silly and all you've encountered is defeat? Maybe you've done everything you know to do and it still wasn't enough. Listen, God can fill your nets. They had worked all night, didn't catch anything. But when Jesus told them to launch out into the deep, let the nets down, their nets got full. See, when you do what God tells you to do in the Word of God, hey, you're going to get the blessing. You're going to get your nets full, so to speak. You know, that's just figurative speaking. See what I'm telling you? See, the God who can is the God who will if you believe what he said. And say, God can. When it don't look like it's going to happen. When you don't have nothing in your pocket but your keys. You can still say, God will supply my needs. God can supply my needs. You keep saying God can supply my needs until, oh, looky there. Your pocket will be filled. But you got to do what the Bible says. God can if you will. What am I mean? God can bring you a blessing if you bring your tithes. God can bring you a blessing if you give an offering. Come on now. Oh, let's take off. Let's take off some money right now. Most people, that's what they do. But no, I'm not going to do that. They try to manipulate. I don't manipulate, but I am telling you, that's what the Bible says. God can if you will. God can if you will. Turn to your neighbor and say, God can if you will. Hello. Point to yourself and say, God can. If I will. If I will what? Obey the word. You got it. She got it. I hope the rest of you did. God can turn your storm into a great calm. How many of you have ever been going along in life and all of a sudden you encountered a storm upon life's sea? You know, we all know the story there in Mark 4. They had the storm come up. Jesus told them, get in the boat, said, we're going to the other side. He believed what he said and went to sleep. Yeah. Evidently, he was so at peace with what he said. He went to sleep. The storm wasn't even waking up. They had to wake him up and say, oh, we're going to die. Don't you care? You know, they were being thrown about, water getting in the boat. Well, you see, when you believe God can and you make the statement, you can let go, lay down and sleep in the middle of the storm. Hallelujah. Instead of walking the floor, wringing your hands, You say, God can, I'm going to sleep. Let me ask you a question. Did it help when you walked the floor and wrung your hands? No. But it will help if you'll believe God and say, God can, I believe him, and go lay down and go to sleep. I didn't say it'd be easy. I said that's what you need to do. See, God can give you long life. Psalms 91, 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. John 10:10, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You know, 91st Psalm is something that we use all the time. We use it with our kids. We always, when we travel, when we send them off to school. And so Denise, you know, she did it with her boys. And so finally Wesley, you know, he's 11 now, but I think he's about five or six. And so he is praying and he said, we claim the 91st Psalm. And then he said, Mama, what's the 91st? What's that mean? You know, and she explained to him about long life. See, God can, some people, they talk about death. Talk about life. Amen. Lynette and I claim long life. We know the number of years we claim. Hello? But long life, God can. God can give me long life. Amen. I expect it. I mean, I was just talking to somebody the other day, and they're a year younger than me. My Lord. I thought, good night. But you know what? People start, you know, they're talking about retiring, and they're talking about this. And people, when you start talking about stopping, that's when you stop. I'm talking about long life. Amen. Somebody asked me if I'm going to retire. I said, no, I'm not going to retire. I'm just going to keep preaching. I'm just going to keep preaching. I found out, you know, when I had this knee operation 2 years ago, you know, I was off for about 6 weeks. Couldn't go and couldn't do stuff. And you know, I think I wasn't off by about 2 weeks. I came back and preached. I think I sat down up here and preached with my leg propped up. I cannot be defeated. I will not quit. I got that little brand. Hey, I got those wristbands out there. If you want to go get you one, they're out there. You need to get one. Wear it. I mean, when you get in a tough situation, look down at it. All right. But hey, I found out I had to sit around the house. Couldn't ride in a car about 30 minutes, and then I had to get out and walk around because this leg couldn't stay. It had to continue to move, you know. I told my wife, I said, I'm going slap crazy. Don't talk to me about retiring. Good Lord. What? Yeah, and I drove her crazy too. But in fact, one guy that retired, I was talking to him, and I said, well, what are you doing now? He said, I went back to work. I said, why? He said, well, number one, I was tired of doing nothing, and number two, my wife told me, get out of the house. God can. It says right here, with long life I will satisfy him. Don't give up. God can give you long life. If you want to go early, that's fine with you. But don't try to push it off on me, because I ain't going early. It's like the preacher, my father-in-law, he used to tell this story. He said, preacher was getting up preaching, and he said, He said, how many of you want to go to heaven? And everybody raised their hand but one man. And he said, don't you want to go to heaven? He said, yeah, but he said, I thought you was getting up a load to go right now. Of course, we all know this and this. Either God can turn your sickness into health. God can turn your financial lack into prosperity. You know, Psalms 118:25. Say now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Somebody said, well, that prosperity, man, that ain't of God. Well, that's what it said right here in Psalms. I read it. Hello. God has it if we'll just believe he can. Hello? God answer is always yes. That's what the Bible says. According to what the Word says. Now, not yes according to what you feel, according to what you want. Yes according to what the Bible says. It's yes and amen. In other words, yes, so be it. You know, quit wondering, can God, and start saying, God can. See, believing and acting like God can will turn him loose, or I should say turn his power loose to work on your behalf. 7:58 right now, that clock says. We're supposed to be out at 8 o'clock. You got 2 minutes back. Anybody get anything out of this tonight? It's just a few thoughts I had. Instead of asking, can God, you start saying, God can. Have you ever run into somebody that they question whether it could happen or not with God? Hey, turn it around. Tell them, hey, turn that around. God can. Can you believe and receive? Heavenly Father, I just tried to stir up these people's pure mind tonight to get them back in line with, hey, God can. No matter what it is, God can. Father, help us all to grab a hold of that and always grab a hold of it and always run with it and realizing that you're there. You're a can-do God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, connection team, go find our first-time guests and take them to that place. I want them to get that special gift. If you happen to be looking for a church home, what do we say, church? Welcome home. Just come on and be a part of us. We just have a great time serving God around here. We got a great children's program. We got a great youth program right here in this church. Just come on, be a part of us. We have a great time serving God unlimited. Amen. We're so glad you came today. Give our guests a hand as they go to receive that gift that we have for them. Hallelujah. If you happen to be in here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, or you need to rededicate your life. You know what it is to serve God, but you're just not exactly where you need to be with God. Or you might go to church, but you don't know whether you ever accepted Christ. You know, there are a lot of people who go to church every time the doors open, but they don't know whether they ever accepted Christ or not. They just go to church because that's what they were taught to do. Well, you can know him before you leave here tonight. If you need to receive the Holy Spirit, if you need healing, if you need somebody to pray with you about something, right here the ladies and here's the men. Just as we're dismissed, come on down here and they'll pray for you and you won't leave here like you came. Everybody stand up. It's 8 o'clock right now. Turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, I'm going to serve a can-do God. What about you? Hey, if you need prayer, come to the front right now.